Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, February 5th, 2024. Hi, Butch.
Hey, Melody. Welcome to the first Monday in February.
Hey. Upper do.
How's your weekend?
Just great. A little on the nippy side, but it's February. What do people expect, right?
Well, we've had some beautiful weather the last couple of days. So I'm not complaining. It won't last, but it's like 65 degrees right now, and I'm loving it.
Well, I think we get that this weekend. So.
Yep, you'll get a couple of days behind us. I know that, yes.
Woo-hoo.
You can go to the beach.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you want me to do the market report?
Well, I guess you can. I'll just hang right in there
until
you
do. Is that what you're waiting for? That's what I'm waiting for. You know, I just wait for you to tell me what to do.
Oh, my. Melody, I've been married over 52 years. I don't speak till I'm told to.
that's what my grandmother used to say. You don't speak until you're spoken to. Okay. That was the ways of the old.
Yes. Yes, or the ways of old married men like me. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, let's take a peek at gold. Gold had a little bit of a comeback. It was down lower this morning. We're down $11 right now at 2,041. Silver was down 36 cents at 22.43. Platinum was up almost $5 at 906, along with palladium up 8 at 957. The paper markets today, you have the Dow down 274 points. The S&P has retreated from record, down 15 points, 4,942. The NASDAQ was down 31, 15,597. European markets, they were all in negative territory, just a couple points each, nothing to even talk about. The Nikkei was higher by 0.5%. China was down another 1%. 10-year yield, that's back up 4.16. I saw the 30-year mortgage rates jump back up over 7%. So that's not going to be helping the newly turnaround housing market that everybody's talked about. Oil today was up 54 cents at 72.82. And my natural gas was unchanged, 2.079. So I guess we saw, you know, it's funny, Butch, they talk about, oh, oil prices have risen after the U.S. retaliatory strikes in the Middle East. Really? Oh, yeah, that's why oil went up, you know, a whole 70 cents. You know, it just cracks me up. I mean, the reporting and the numbers are just absurd anymore. But that's what they say. We had those airstrikes Friday against Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and their allied militias in Iraq and Syria. So, you know, I guess you can look at that two different ways. But I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that later on.
I got that coming on. I want to make a couple mentions about that. And I'll even reference some scripture on that, by the way, about Iran. That we need to pay attention to, really we do. But anyway, you go ahead.
And you know, I mean, it's pretty much you have. There's a debt warning to America. Ray Dalio's. He's a billionaire investor. We talked about him from time to time, and he's warning about a $34 trillion debt. He says that tsunami is about to strike the U.S. economy. He says, with each passing second, the storm is getting larger and larger, making it even more painful when it finally does hit. And I think this is the part that what we've talked about for so long. Yes, we have corrections. We have pullbacks. We have people who lose money, people who make money. But this time around, the fallout, which he says, is going to be felt for generations. That's the eye-opener. Everybody talks about the debt warning and so forth, but nobody really talks about how long this is going to be felt. Generations. So, something to think about, folks. New York City's, they're going to be handing out 53 million in prepaid credit cards to migrant families. They say migrant, we say illegal immigrants. That's all, 53 million, Butch.
I mean, that's not much. Taxpayers can afford that, can't they?
Sure.
You know, big deal.
Yeah. Were you going to talk about that later on in the program?
I got some stuff covered about that. Yes, I do. Yep.
Yeah, but what I don't understand, this is not only will this provide families with the ability to purchase fresh food for their culturally relevant diets. So then it means it's specialty food that they're going to get. And the baby supplies of their choosing. But the pilot program is expected to save New York City more than $600,000 per month. How's that work?
I don't know. How come they get that much, that many luxuries? And I know people personally having a hard time just putting bread on the table. I don't understand that.
I don't either.
There's something wrong with that picture. Very wrong with that picture.
Really is. They get specialty food. So whatever country they come from, they get better diets than we do.
That's unthinkable and unforgivable.
Because most of their diets are, what, vegetables, fish, the Mediterranean diet. That's why they live so long. Anyway, it really is disgusting. It's shameful. It's shameful.
Well, people are struggling that are working every day. And I mean, they're really working. I'm not talking about those sitting back drawing food stamps, welfare, and not working. I'm talking about those out there working every day, doing their level best to keep things going, and they're falling behind. And it's no fault of their own. It's just the prices are outpacing their earnings. And well, yet we see migrants getting about $40,000 a year in benefits. I'm talking about cash benefits, not the other benefits. And when people out there don't even make that much full force working, or if they do, it gets eaten up in inflation. There's something not quite right about that. It's just wrong as it can be. But the American people as a whole still don't say anything about it.
No, they don't. And there's many who still support it.
I got a couple quotes I'm going to share in a minute that kind of tell you why they don't say much about it. And this article, I won't have time to read the whole article. It's entitled, "They Don't Want a Nation of Critical Thinkers." I'm going to read two quotes, one by H.L. Mencken and one by John D. Rockefeller, that might answer the question as to why no one says much about it. So, Anyway, when you get ready to wrap it up, I'll
share it. Well, I thought you were going to go ahead and do it.
Okay, I can do it right now. Let's do it.
Well, I wasn't done, but go ahead.
Well, you go ahead. I mean, I had plenty of time.
Man.
It's your program. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm used to you interrupting me.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
It's a Monday. No, go ahead with
okay.
those quotes.
H.L. Mishkin, a very wise gentleman, wrote several statements that are really, I think, very apropos for today. The aim of public education is not to spread enlightenment at all. It is simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level to breed and train a standardized citizenry to put down dissent and originality. Now, to back that up, John D. Rockefeller founded the General Education Board in 1903, and this is what he said. I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. Would that maybe tell you why nobody's speaking up? And also in a book written by Edward Bernays, written in 1928, it said this. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is a true ruling power of a country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. It goes on to say that people no longer have a critical thinking mass enough to see when they're being taken down the path into destruction. And that's very true. They're too busy with the new entertainment, the newest iPhone, whatever's coming up. They're too busy with that to think about the future and what's and to actually going down the path to further destruction and tyranny. So I think it pretty much says it, Melody.
Yes, it does.
I mean, I don't know how much clearer I can put that. This article will be in March's magazine. February's already out. But they don't want nation critical thinkers. And the guy that started the General Education Board, John D. Rockefeller, said, we don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. There you go. Worker bee, shut up and do your job. Go ahead, Millie.
Now we don't even have those.
No, we really don't. And what you've heard of,
and we don't have critical thinkers, so what do we have?
Well, George Garland said this: governments don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. That is against their interests. They want obedient workers. People are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork, and just dumb enough to passively accept it. I didn't say that. Garland did. But there you go. I think it's pretty much right on the money. Folks, that's why we don't see much in the way of true anger of what they've done to us. Not just to us. Not just to adults. But our children and grandchildren will be in worse shape in every way possible than what our generation was. And no one seems to catch or to care because they've been trained not to. And besides that, Melody, if you're living off government dole, you don't want a bite to hand to feed you, do you?
No.
So, anyway, go ahead.
You know, it's interesting. As I saw that, I mean, they want to control everything and everybody from birth. You know, there was a new bill from Congress calls for creating children's savings account from birth. And it's like, you know, they just want all your money. They want to control it. The bill is supposed to give young Americans a boost by starting savings accounts. Whoa, who's putting the money in there? The parents, you know. Let the parents, if they want to open up a savings account, let them go to a bank. Oh, okay, maybe the banks won't be there. Okay. I mean, it's just...
They want to make. I understand that you want to pass a bill for them to get them to do that?
Yeah, the plan calls for providing savings accounts for every child in the United States on state 529 college saving platforms, which would be managed by state treasurers. Accounts would be established for kids under 18 and for newborns. Oh, just what I want is my state treasurer to manage these funds.
Who's going to put the money in there?
Well, the parents.
But what if the parents don't have it?
Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be law they have to?
I'm just saying this is just a bill that's coming out of Congress. Let's see. Oh, here's your answer. Here's your answer. Through 401 kids, families would be eligible to make annual contributions of up to $2,500 per child, ages 0 to 17. Low to moderate income families would be eligible for annual federal deposits until a child turns 18. Families with modified adjusted gross incomes under $75,000 for single tax filers or $150,000 if married would receive $500 per year per child.
Oh, so all of us pay it.
So all of us pay it.
We can afford it. Why not?
All of us would pay it.
My goodness.
Well, it gets better. Then if children and households that are eligible for earned income tax credit, which aims to reduce the federal tax burden for let's relieve that tax burden for low to moderate income workers, they would receive additional aid. That includes an additional $250 per year. And that if the EITC, the Earned Income Tax Credit eligible households, may also receive $1 to $1 savings match. And that's another $250. Plus, you have families may be eligible for state contributions. So not only do we get it from the Fed, your state gets to donate too. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Just, and everything in this country is perfect, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We shouldn't worry about that. I mean, you know, it's just the way it is. I mean, we all got it made. We're rolling in money. Nobody's getting bills to pay. We're all not worrying about paying our money out to buy groceries. We're all just fine. Go ahead and tax us. You know, it's like it's no big deal. And Super Bowl tickets now hit a new record of almost 10,000 a ticket. I mean, averaged about $9,815 per ticket. Can you imagine that? Reseller Tickpick said average ticket price on Monday averaged $9,815, eclipsing the previous record of $7,046 set in 2021. But so, see, we can afford that. No big deal. I just wonder how many people will buy those. And can afford those.
Yeah, I just can't imagine that any football game would be worth $10,000.
No. Well, it's in Las Vegas this year, too. That's a big draw. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, as long as they can afford, as long as we can afford to pay football player and baseball players $3, $4, $5, $10, $15, $20 million a year.
Oh, it's much more than that.
I have no idea what it is. But, I mean, and we can afford to buy the tickets. So what are we complaining about, right? Now, we can't, but obviously somebody is. So, anyway, go ahead.
No, but I thought this one was very interesting. It just goes to show you. You know, it's just your taxes. I mean, you're going to be paying for other people's retirement. Not only do you pay for other people's health insurance, you're paying for illegal alien. I mean, it doesn't pay to work to pay the taxes.
I agree. I mean, it's just a matter. I don't know if people are ever going to speak up all as a whole. I don't think so. I don't see it happening. But some people are starting to realize there's something really wrong. But what do you do about it? That's the question. Politicians don't care. Our senators and congressmen are paid out of the International Monetary Fund. They're not paid by us. So why should they care what we think?
Yeah.
I'm going to take maybe vote them out. Maybe, if you think voting still counts. These are the things that we have to consider. We've got ourselves into deep now. It's like we're in quicksand up to our neck. How do we get out? We know we're sinking. We know we're going down. We know the end of it. But how do you fix it now? Unless somebody throws you a rope and you get a hold of it. I don't see that happening. That's America today.
And
it's about break time.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Getting very close.
Oh, and there's also such a thing as baby bond programs, which are newer, have been established in Washington, D.C. and Connecticut based on Medicaid eligibility. There you go. Bond program based if you're on Medicaid. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. We have specials that are going to be attached to those, especially for the newsletter readers. So there you go. And all right, I'm over my 401k. I'm over my 401 for babies.
Oh my!
Well, it's also another sign that hey, Social Security and all that stuff is going to be going belly up. You know, we know that, but
that's a good point. That's a good point. I thought about that. That's a good point. Yeah, maybe that's why they need to start saving when they're first born now. Maybe it's what we should have done in the first place.
And look how well the government did with Social Security. Look how well they managed that. Yeah.
Yes.
Great job.
You probably saw this. U.S. conservative pundit Tucker Carlson spotted in Moscow amid Putin interview rumors. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson has been filmed visiting Moscow in recent days as rumors swirl over whether he plans to interview President Vladimir Putin. Photographs of the conservative media personality in Russia capital first emerged over the weekend when he was seen attending a concert at Bolshoi Theater. A reporter from the pro-Kremlin newspaper, Investia, caught up with Carlson on Monday to ask him about the trip to Russia. I just wanted to see Moscow. I read so much about it, so I wanted to talk to people and look around and then see how it's doing, Carlson said. It's doing very well, he added. The Investia reporter appeared to have secretly recorded the interaction and was not immediately clear if Carlson was aware that he was on camera. When asked whether he planned to interview Putin, Carlson responded, "We'll see." I'd say that's a go. I really would. That's my opinion. We'll see. And Trump drops names in vice president tease. Former President Donald Trump dropped the names of several contenders for the running mate and future cabinet members during an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. When asked when he would formally announce his running mate, Trump said, "Not for a while," adding, "I mean, we have so many great people in the Republican Party, but not for a while." "What criteria are you using to identify who is running with your running mate is?" asked Bartiromo, to which Trump replied that he asked himself who would be a good president. When asked point blank who's going to choose for VP, Trump said, "I have a lot of good ideas, but I haven't decided," but dropped several names under consideration. He mentioned the names of several contenders for the number two position in the federal government, including Senator Tim Scott of South Dakota. And South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Also, he mentioned Senator J.D. Vance and Chairwoman Elsie Stefanik. But President Trump specifically mentioned Mr. Scott and Ms. Noem during the interview. So we'll see. We will see if that's going to play out or not. I personally like Kristi Noem as far as what she's tried to do for South Dakota. Any comments on that, Melody?
Yeah, it's not going to be her because she would stand him up. He's going to pick someone that's not going to outshine him, and she would.
Well, she's a whole lot prettier than he is, to tell you that. But anyway.
So much sexist stuff I have to put up with. No.
Oh, my, bless her heart.
My bless.
Yeah.
Still there?
Mike keeps disconnecting for some reason. So it's not going to be someone that's going to outshine him. So Tim Scott, he knows how to go into his, sit in his place and not say anything. So it could be Tim Scott. I mean, he's black and, you know, he's Christian and he's obedient. So could be him. Could be J.D. Vance, too. He's another one that's fairly obedient. And that wouldn't outshine Trump. But, that's it.
Well, we'll see. U.S. National Security Advisor refuses to rule out attacks on Iran. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has refused to rule out striking targets in Iran in the wake of the repeated strikes on Iran-linked groups across the Middle East. Speaking to NBC, Sullivan was asked repeatedly if the U.S. was considering attacks inside Iran. "Well, sitting here today on a national news program, I'm not going to get into what we've ruled in and ruled out from the point of view of military action," he said. "What I will say is that the president is determined to respond forcibly to attacks on our people. The president is also not looking for a wider war in the Middle East." Pressed again on the question, he continued to avoid a direct answer. "I'm not going to get into what's on the table and off the table when it comes to American response," he said. Now, I want to share this. This is a biblical fact. Folks, if you read in the book of Daniel, you read about when Daniel started fasting and praying and asking for an answer from God on a prayer. You'll find that when the angel finally reached Daniel, that he'd been on his way for 21 days trying to get to Daniel, and Michael the archangel had to come down and help him fight the prince of Persia, which is Iran. The power over the nation of Persia at that time, a demonic power, was powerful enough to slow down and answer to Daniel for 21 days. I've got this from other sources. I do believe if we go into Iran, America as a nation is totally wiped out. As far as we're not going to make it. We're spread too thin. Our military anymore is just about a laughing stock. And if you don't believe me, look at some of the leaders. And look at the president, another one, of course. But nonetheless, we're spread out all over the nation. So we're seeing things happen here now that I think you need to really pray about, consider, because this is not looking good at all. And on top of that, U.S. establishes new stockpile in Australia to prepare for war over Taiwan. The U.S. created a new stockpile of military equipment during drills in Australia last summer to prepare for a future war with China over Taiwan. A stockpile was left after the Talisman Sabre exercises, which ran from July 22nd to August 4th, were billed as the largest ever iteration of the drill, demonstrating U.S. focus on preparing for future conflict in the Asia-Pacific. The Reuters report said the equipment left behind includes 350 vehicles and trailers and 130 containers in a warehouse in Bandania, a suburb of Wodonga, a city of southeastern Australia. Supplies are enough to supply three logistics companies that would focus on getting equipment to U.S. troops who are fighting a war elsewhere in the region. "We're looking to do this and more," said General Charles Flynn, the top Army commander in the Pacific. "There's a number of other countries in the regions where we already have our agreements to do that. The U.S. is working to establish stockpiles in the Philippines, Japan, and other countries in this region. Congress is also looking to establish a weapons stockpile in Taiwan itself, something that might not be publicized due to the risk of provoking China." U.S. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth said last year that the Army's role in a future war with China would be to establish a staging basis for Navy, for the Marines, and for the Air Force, and provide intra-theater sustainment using the weapons stockpiles and watercraft. That's what we need, another battlefront. That's what we can handle for sure. Any comments on that, Melody?
Well, you know that the Senate Appropriations Committee yesterday unveiled an $118 billion spending bill.
Yes.
And we know it includes the aid for Ukraine and Israel, but it also does include Taiwan. So, yeah. You know, it is.
How much provocation do you think China will take? If we start stockpiling weapons in Taiwan, I think that would frustrate China just a little bit.
You know, I mean, I don't know, because there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that we just don't have a clue.
That's
and there's
true.
So much, you know, money and, you know, corruption. And I mean, we just don't know. And, you know, it's a lot of, you know, brave words and threats and drawn, you know, but is anyone going to really react on it or act on it? I don't know.
Well,
I think eventually, to me, we are in World War III. We just, because we got all these fronts started, it's just a matter until one escalates.
That's very true. Very true. Next article, it's just a matter of time, in my opinion, which one's going to blow up first. But in my opinion, it'll be the Middle East. That's just my opinion. You never know.
Yeah. Well, Damascus, isn't Damascus is the sign of the end?
When Damascus is wiped out as a city, that is right on the end. And so we'll see. We will see. This is by Michael Snyder, and I do like his writings. What do you call it when the number of layoffs, now folks pay attention to this title, what do you call it when the number of layoffs in the U.S. goes up by 136% in just 1 month? Wow. Our economic problems really are starting to accelerate at a shocking pace. I know that I have been writing about layoffs a lot lately, but what is happening to the employment market right now is definitely big news. Day after day, more large companies are announcing mass layoffs. What would all these large companies be doing this? Why would they be doing this if the outlook for the U.S. economy is promising? That wouldn't make any sense at all. But if these companies are convinced that the U.S. economy is heading to a recession or worse, it would make perfect sense to slice payrolls at this time. To me, the most accurate numbers that we get are those that come in from non-government sources. And so I was greatly alarmed to learn that the Challenger, Gray, and Christmas had just published a report which showed the number of layoffs in the United States went up 136% from December to January. Think about that. The pace of job cuts by the U.S. employers accelerated at the start of 2024, a sign the labor market is starting to deteriorate in the face of ongoing inflation and high interest rates. This is according to a new report published by Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, which found that companies planned 82,307 job cuts in January, a substantial 136% increase from the previous month. So what would we call it when the number of layoffs in a country goes up 136% in 1 month? A catastrophe? A tsunami? I don't know. According to the report, financial companies laid off more workers than anyone else. Repeat that. Financial companies laid off more workers than anyone else in January. Financial companies bore the brunt of the job loss in January, with the industry shedding 23,238 employees. That is the highest monthly layoff total for a financial sector since September 2018, when it announced 27,343. The technology sector followed with 15,806 layoffs. That's the most most since May 2023, and a stunning 254% increase from just 1 month prior. What do you say about that, Melody?
Well, I agree. I mean, we went over these numbers the other day, and it is. It's the numbers aren't being reported. They're spun. All the numbers are being, you know, spun to, you know, it's an election year. What do you expect? And you know what, but it seems like no matter how we tell people and so forth, all eyes are on that stock market. As long as that stock market is good, everything else in the world is fine, and nothing else matters.
And that's a fact. Yeah, I agree. And again, don't forget next Sunday Super Bowl too.
Can't forget him. Yeah, I wouldn't. I got you front row seats.
All right.
Just
$10,000 ticket waiting for you. Okay. All right.
Front row. They're probably $20,000.
I'd say. Food prices to skyrocket. Cattle shortage to recall to another this with spelling this almost in this article, from meat farmed or far mobile foods categories will see massive price hikes in coming months. A multi-day fire in Texas, where multiple buildings at Feathercrest Farms was finally extinguished, making this just the latest in more than 100 accidents, plane crashes, explosions, and fires at food processing manufacturing facilities since 2021. Add that to U.S. cattle herd shrinking to the lowest level in more than seven decades, Amish farmers still under siege by Biden regime, war affecting food prices in multiple categories, and unprecedented amounts of food recalls. Food costs 20% higher than when Biden started occupying the White House. Since Biden went in office, folks, you're paying $120 for $100 worth of food. And we have the perfect storm of events making it difficult for parents to feed themselves and their children. Food insecurity has risen steadily since the Biden regime took over. And about the cattle herd, U.S. cattle herd at 73-year lows as retail beef prices at record highs. The latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture biannual cattle inventory report on Wednesday showed that the U.S. cattle herd, as of January 1st, fell 2% from a year ago to 87.2 million cattle. That's the smallest herd since 1951. The reason being, American ranchers have for the past 4 years been culling more cows than they were retaining for breeding because of persistent drought, surging feed costs, and elevated interest rates. A shrinking herd has pushed the U.S. retail beef prices to a record of $5.21 per pound. Rising food prices are the central bank's worst enemy. So, anyway, meanwhile, elites in the WEF cult have been pushing hard to ban cow farts because they allege it is contributing to climate change. These folks are adamant about resetting the global food supply chain to one that puts working poor folks on a bug-heavy diet. There you go. What can you say? I'm looking forward to eating bugs.
Everything tastes better with ketchup, though.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, they're going to make butter out of flies, so we got it made.
We do. Yum.
This is just the way it looks today, folks. Like or lump it, this is the world today. This is our nation today. I don't live in Australia, and I'm really sorry they're in a mess. I don't live in China, I'm sorry they're in a mess. And I mean that. I'm sorry anybody suffers. Basically, people that have no desire for war, no desire for anything except to feed their family. They're willing to work for it. All they want to do is feed their family. Have one place to sleep and something to eat. I feel sorry for them. It's the warmongers and the elite, like WEF, that want to destroy this nation by any means, this whole world, by any means necessary. And they're doing it because it's easy to whip people into a war frenzy. Oh, yeah, it is. I know that. My dad was whipped into it in World War II. I was in Vietnam era. And I mean, we're seeing this happen again. 9/11 brought a great patriotic surge to go kill somebody. Melody, one thing I noticed in the wars, and including the one I was involved in somewhat as far as communications and different things, those were not people. Those were gooks. And in World War II, they weren't Germans. They were Krauts. So you see, this is, it's not hard to get people, when they think they've been challenged, their nation's under attack, to lie to them and get them involved in a war. It isn't. That's just what we do. We're lemmings as a people. That's what we do. Anything you want to say, Millie? We're going to break in a second.
Oh, I think we'll be in the break, and we'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. We're in the last segment of the program today. And what's next?
Denver starts booting migrants from shelters as city nears breaking point. It's one of those sanctuary cities. Bring them in. Denver, Colorado is reaching a breaking point as migrant arrivals continue to overwhelm the self-proclaimed sanctuary city. As a result, Mayor Mike Johnston suggested that the city may stop accepting more while officials begin the process of booting them from overcrowded shelters. I think our city is very close to its breaking point, he told Fox and Friends last week. And we've been talking to leaders in D.C. around the country about why we need them to take action here. I think we have successfully welcomed almost 40,000 migrants in the last year, and we know what it takes to do this successfully. We just need help. Last year, the city helped over 38,000 migrants. As of Friday night, 3,895 were staying in city shelters. That's an incredible number of people. Now, pay attention to what this says, Melody. Incredible number of people to have shelter, support, and feed, help with transportation, deal with case management, said John Ewing of Denver Human Services. Let's see now. They get help with shelter. They get support. They get fed. They get transportation. I know people don't even have a car because they can't afford one. Do they get free transportation? I don't think so. According to Johnston, more needs to be done to address the influx of migrants at the southern U.S. border. And the things we need are, yes, we need federal dollars. Yeah, those federal dollars are not tax dollars. Those are federal dollars. We don't pay that, do we?
No, anyway, that's it. There is a difference, Butch. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. Doggone, I didn't know that. So I could complain about federal taxes. Okay. But the most important thing is we need, you know, work authorization for folks when they arrive. And we need to those resources at the border so you can add more security at the border. And so you can help process those asylum claims so the folks that do arrive here can work, he said. Cry, cry, cry. You want them, you got them. Now listen to this one. Senate bill grants amnesty to illegal aliens in the U.S. for longer than 14 days or make it 100 miles from the border. Did you catch that, Melody?
Repeat that.
Senate bill grants amnesty to illegal aliens in U.S. For 14 days plus or 100 miles from the border. If they stay 2 weeks alone and not get caught, or make it 100 miles north of the border, they get amnesty. You get quiet on that one.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you can't make this stuff up.
Well, if I could make this kind of stuff up, I would write science fiction. I'd be wealthy. If you're an illegal alien who makes it 100 plus miles inside the U.S., or you last longer than 14 days, congratulations. This bill allows you to roam free, said Representative Dan Bishop, Republican of North Carolina, attorney and member of the House Judiciary Committee. The text Bishop referenced reads, the Border Emergency Authority shall only be activated as to aliens who are not subject to an exemption under Paragraph 2 and who are, after this authority is activated, within 100 miles U.S. Of the United States southwest land border and within the 14-day period after entry. This means any illegal alien who makes it further than 100 miles from the border or evades capture 14 days will not count towards the triggering of the declaration of an emergency, nor would they be subject to the additional enforcement mechanisms triggered if Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas chooses when that limit is reached. That's almost hard to believe. That is hard to believe. If they hide for 14 days plus and get 100 miles north of the border, they won't be bothered. My goodness.
I wonder what made them draw 100 miles.
I don't know. I don't know. I just sat back and you have to kind of scratch your head and think about this. How did we get into this situation with these? How do we get people so complacent that they tolerate such stupid laws even being introduced? What happened? There was a time somebody would introduce that bill. They would have been laughed out of the Senate or kicked out of the Senate, one or the other. Doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No, no. And you know what? Well, you know what? It is ridiculous. You know, it's like they just give everything away. And, you know, and I was thinking, you know, that bill, I'm still on baby bonds and baby retirement plans. You know, it was produced by a bunch of Democratic folks, politicians. So what if, but then again, but why wouldn't they attach, like, you know, save a life? Don't have an abortion set up, you know, because that's their main, oh, these babies can't be taken care of, you know, what life are they going to have? Well, you know what? How many people in this country might think a little differently if someone would be vetted first to make sure there is an issue and have something, save a baby, you know, anyway. It's nuts. The whole thing is nuts.
It is nuts. And I wonder if it's intentional, if these are made intentionally to drive us further nuts, or are these people crazy themselves, totally lost their minds? I mean,
what they really do is they have a personal agenda. They'll write something and then they'll add all this most stupid of things that you could think of, throw it against the wall and see what sticks. Something always will stick.
Yep, I agree.
And they'll be happy with that. And it's probably what they wanted to begin with. So they pick what they want, and then they add a whole bunch of other stupid stuff that'll be, you know, it's ridiculous.
And different topic, I guess you've seen what's happening in California with the weather out there.
I have.
Unbelievable. California deluge begins as residents are told to evacuate over a life-threatening bomb cyclone. That's about the second, third time I heard that term. That is said to bring hurricane-force winds and dump 8 trillion gallons of rain, with 37 million residents under flood warnings. The first images have emerged from California, pummeled by potentially deadly rain and wind, as about 37 million residents remain under flood alerts. San Francisco Public Works crew tended to down a tree in the neighborhood of West Portal, equipped with a chainsaw, and rain pounded the city. Videos from San Jose showed trees swaying and buckling under the gust, and in Santa Cruz, water ponded on residential streets and poured out of the drain pipes. Atmospheric rivers began hitting the state last week, topping trees and dousing roads. With the ground already soaked from the first storm, officials expressed concern about the mudslides and flooding. Weather researcher Ryan Maui said that bomb cyclone is a term denoting a storm that rapidly intensifies in 24 hours, could dump more than 8 trillion gallons of precipitation on the state. So that's sad, whether it's man-made or whatever it is. That's just sad because innocent people suffer again, but that's the way it works.
Well, the first thing you'll hear out of most of them, not all of them, some of them are Republicans, you know, conservatives, but for the most part, you'll hear, oh, the climate change, look what it's doing to California.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my, go further west, and who do you run into? They've got the worst pollution, and nobody, it doesn't matter. But we have to stop using gasoline stoves, natural gas stoves, and everything else, which is so ridiculous. But yet you got another country over there who's pretty much outpacing us. China, and look at, and I can't even imagine what the pollution would be like in places like Vietnam and every place else where there's so much manufacturing going on.
I agree.
But we pay the bill.
Yeah, we do.
And it's our fault. It's our fault and those cows' fault.
Yeah, if they get those cows, quit passing gas, we have it made.
I know.
Two more quick stories about farmers in Poland and in France. Polish farmers plan general strike, blockade of Ukraine border. Polish farmers from the Solidarity Trade Union plan a general strike starting this Friday with a blockaded border crossing between Poland and Ukraine, joining similar protests all over Europe. Residing officers of the Farmers Trade Union Solidarity unanimously adopted a resolution Wednesday announcing a general strike of farmers throughout the country, according to a union statement. The strike will begin on February 9th, with a blockade of all border crossings between Poland and Ukraine, along with blockades of roads and highways across the country between February 9th and March 10th, the trade union said in a statement. That's a month-long strike, folks, and if locked through, that could be serious. Our patience has run out. Brussels' position on the last day of January 2024 is not acceptable for our entire agriculture community. Additionally, the passivity of the Polish authorities regarding the import of agriculture produce and food products from Ukraine leave us with no other choice but to declare a general strike. Solidarity also demand that the Polish government ensure the profitability of Polish agriculture and rebuild the Polish agro-processing sector. As its opinion, they are not protected under the European Green Deal, which is currently being implemented. Polish family farms are the basis of the country's food security, the trade union said. We are fighting for our common good, which is to protect Polish family farms, often multi-generational farms, from collapse and bankruptcy. Good for them. Poland went on strike back in the 80s with Wilinski. I can't remember his name, but they did great. So maybe we're going to do it again. But on the bright side, France caves to farmers as Ireland solidarity protests kick off. Two of France's main farming unions on Thursday agreed to suspend protests and lift road blockades across the country after the government announced measures that they deemed tangible progress in an ongoing revolt against EU climate-driven initiative designed to wean society off the evil, non-bug-based, carbon-emitting food like what China, India, and the rest of the world laughs. In addition to France, protests have been held in Belgium, Portugal, Greece, Germany, and elsewhere. Last week, tensions came to a head in Brussels when the farmers threw eggs and stones at the European Parliament building, demanding that European leaders stop punishing them with more taxes and rising costs to finance the so-called green agenda. After French farmers stepped up protests earlier this week, the government promised on Thursday to extend protections including better controlling imports and giving farmers additional aid. So France made a move. The farmers made a move. And France, they got turned around a little bit. Other places, I just mentioned Poland, starting the 9th, they're going on general strike cross-country. If they close down the highways and the borders, folks, it won't take long before people start getting hungry. Without farmers, people are going to get hungry. If the roads are blocked, nothing's moving, really it won't take long for a country to start begging for help, would it?
Well, you wouldn't think so. But, you know, I mean, it's I don't know how long it takes to filter down. I mean, we've certainly had our issues. And, you know, people are satisfied with the items that are in the stores. But I'll tell you what, when you look at the produce in our stores anymore, you can see how they've really declined.
Oh, yes.
At least you can in this area where I'm at. And it's hard. They look, they're just not as fresh as they used to look. So I don't know why.
And many things you used to have in the stores, you don't have any longer. I don't eat pork because I know it's not good for me. I like turkey. They used to buy turkey hams. It looks just like a ham, tastes like a ham, but it's turkey. It's really good. You can't buy them any longer. You can't find them anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not there. So, and there are other things I'm used to purchase and no longer available. So whatever the reason caused that, I have no idea. The poultry farms have burned down and blown up over the last couple of years. Maybe that's why. I have no idea. Farmers are not raising cattle because they can't afford to. So that means a decrease in product, which means an increase in price. That's what we're seeing. I don't know how we get by the idea of Melody not thinking that farmers aren't important. If no one farms, whether it be vegetables or meat, if no one farms it, we don't eat it, do we?
No, we don't. The sad thing is that it all comes back to the big corporate farmers.
Oh, yes.
They benefit. And then it's the smaller local farmers who really get put out of business and so forth that they might have had the farms for a couple of generations and they can no longer compete with these corporate farms. And the corporate farms are all in bed with the government. So,
well, they're in bed with mixing seeds and making everything not healthy any longer, putting additives into it to make it so it's no longer natural seeds.
Right.
It's all about production and money. It's not about health or what's good for us. It's about money. The bottom line for them is the profit.
Unless you're an illegal immigrant and then you get food.
Then
you
get
the stuff
you
like from your country.
Go.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
See,
oh,
we ought to just fly to Mexico and walk across, you know?
I don't speak enough Spanish.
All you have to do is say, no comprende, si. or just pretend you can't talk at all.
But what happens if you got blue eyes and light gray hair? What do you do then?
Well, you're an old Mexican.
With blue eyes. Okay. Oh, well. Well, that's it for today, Melody. I know you want to wrap it up, so you go right ahead.
I do. And, you know, it's going to be a great month this month. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And yes, just remember, when you purchase discount gold and silver product, it goes right back into, other programs. So we appreciate it, and they do too. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me.